When darkness falls, when worlds collide, when the icy grip of evil threatens the last free land, the fate of all shall rest in the hands of one.
This is Fiona Phillips. You're listening to Progzilla.com with the scrumptious Brian Watson.
Sleepless, weepless as he a booth of blood. There are 197 numbers on the table. Sketches and ticket to the show. She's the 24 Madonna of the voluptuous girl, a ballerina suprema. She's the German at the back of the commercial delay. I call the manager, monkey see, monkey do, for a Monday show. The epileptic, only 17 this summer. Blue in the eyes, blue in the face, and the testicles are breaking on the bench. Together with the medical news that you never had the chance to understand on your own. It's so easy to throw away everything else when you're all alone.
Yes, this is not the American Prog Show with me, Brian Watson. That was Major Parkinson with 197 from Major Parkinson's eponymous 2008 album. Before that, we heard a live version of Hoedown by Emerson, Lake and Palmer in honour of recently departed Keith Emerson, who will be much missed. Because this is a weekly show, we're able to do news and whatnot. Big tour news. Yes, if you didn't know, we're touring Fragile and Drama in Europe throughout April and May. Kicks off on the 27th of April in Glasgow, visits Newcastle on the 29th, Manchester on the 30th. Then May sees them play Liverpool, Sheffield, Bristol, Brighton, Oxford, and it all finishes up on Tuesday the 10th of May at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Fragile is a great album, but Drama is one of my favourite Yes albums, and here's a track from it.
We'll be right back.
It's Carol with
the
weather.
It's Carol Kirkwood again. Brian was going to try and make me do another weather report, but I'm still trapped in his sex dungeon.
Get back in, Carol. Thanks to Carol Kirkwood for the weather there. No expense spared on the Not the American Prog Show. Now, talking of news, all round good egg and fellow Progzilla DJ Ian Fairham curates the Epifest Progressive Rock Festival. Now, the fifth Epifest is happening on Saturday, the 16th of July, at Lansdowne Hall in Stroud in Gloucestershire. Co-headliner is William Drake, William D. Drake, of Cardiacs fame, and his band. We're going to play a track by William D. Drake, along with another artiste appearing at the festival, Mr. Tom Slatter, with one of the best titled songs you've probably heard. The song itself is pretty good as well. We're going to start though with Me Fishbring by William D. Drake from the Rising of the Lights album.
Thank you. Happened here.
To lab 558, and somehow their venom ate through the wires. Alarms didn't sound till it was too late. From the 3rd to 15th floor, they're infected with the spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to lab 558. There have been so many tales of lights and strange shapes in the sky. When finally something devastating happens, it comes from below, not on high. I've heard the official stories, but that's not what I believe. No, I believe the man with the burned ragged clothing who stumbled from the fire to tell the tale. Didn't know when they caught them, and he didn't know when, but he knew their grey skin and too many eyes. Their venom burned him and all of his friends, but he choked out the story before he died. We kept them in cages in a low-level lab. old sound. And too late it was realized their buzzing, their clicks was how they spoke, how they made their plans. Lab 558. And somehow their venom ate through the wires, alarmed to the sound, till it was too late. From the third to 15th floor, they're infected. The spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to Lab 558. On the door to Lab 558. On the door to Lab 558. And that's why the sky's falling down, and that's why we'll never see sunlight, why our lungs will fill with the ash of the innocent dead. It's not the future you wanted, but it's the future you got. And our skin will crack with the dry heat of nuclear wills.
fabulous.
Are just the tracks you're looking for.
And the fall of man.
Apple tree.
We bless your crown.
Hello, I'm Frankie Boyle. This is how I sound when I'm not on stage. You're listening to Brian Watson on the Not American Prod podcast on Progzilla.com.
Thanks, Frankie. Yes, it's Not the American Prog Show. If you want to hang out with us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/notamericanprog. If you like American Prog, which I do, you can also hang out at facebook.com/americanprog. Our next American Prog Show is on Sunday the 24th of April at 8 p.m. here in the UK on progzilla.com and the TuneIn app. We've heard a few tunes. Let me tell you what you've heard so far. We've had Some of the Creatures Have Broken the Locks on the Door to Lab 558 from Tom Slatter, who's appearing at Epifest on Saturday the 16th of July. That's from his Fit the Fourth album. Then we had Von Herzen Brothers, who I saw in York recently, and who were tremendous with Always Been Right from the very fabulous Stars Aligned album. Then Quintessentially English, Big Big Train, and Wassail from the Wassail EP. Now, Big Big Train have, as you are no doubt aware, a new album coming out, 27th of May 2016. The album's called Folklore, and they've just released the quite tremendous Stone and Steel even, Stone and Steel live DVD. Which I would heartily recommend. As I say, Quintessentially English. This is a band who isn't English. This is Winter Garden with The Rocket.
Thank you.
very Swedish winter garden, not garden, as I said earlier, winter garden, from their 2013 eponymous album. Now, continuing this slight Cardiacs theme that we've had, what with playing William D. Drake, who's appearing at Epifest in Stroud on the 16th of July, and the Norwegian band Major Parkinson, whose site Cardiacs is a major influence. We played them at the top of the show with their track 197. We're going to play a track from Knife World's new album now. The track is Lowered Into Necromancy from Bottled Out of Eden.
What sort do you have?
None!
Mm-hmm.
With traffic and travel. I'm stuck on the outskirts of the westbound M62. You know, the bit where the farm breaks in between the two carriageways. Well, traffic's moving well both ways. Back to you, Brian.
Thanks, JK. Now, that's it for the Not the American Prog Show for another week. If you've liked what you've heard, please join us next week when we'll hopefully, given contractual arrangements with my weather and travel correspondence. Hopefully there'll be another show then. If you like American Prog, just another reminder that the next American Prog show is on Sunday the 24th of April at 8 p.m. All that's left for me to say really is be kind to one another, even to your enemies, and here's Fractal Mirror.
Something I could change, or was this unavoidable? A sequence of moments each day would stop signs and passing in play. No reason to think anything's wrong, too late to be avoidable. Calling out my clearing out my enemies. I need to know my enemies. Calling out my enemies. A name without a face.
Perhaps if we were to cast off these cumbersome robes.